Okay, so I'm just going to review, a short review of what we learned on Thursday, and then move on to an introduction to what we will be seeing today. And that is Yichud. So we had different equations here. We had one man, one woman is Asim and Torah. And we discussed which women are Asim and Torah. So that's the next paragraph on the bottom. Any one of them, which is Arayis, and including that is Anida, which we mentioned could be already from the age of 11. Chayvi Lavin was a Machlekes, if a lady who is Asa to you through a Lav, if it's Deraisa or not. Pnu Yisrael, this is definitely Drabanan. A Goya is also Drabanan.
The Nafkaminas, sorry, the Nafkaminas between Darabon and Daraisa, for our purposes, we should think of as, well, like.
So it will play a role in certain cases of Suffolk, and then in cases of where we want to make Tzirufin as we go on.
Practically, though, like, on a day-to-day.
We'll get to the practical cases right. As soon as we see more of the Sugya.
Right.
And Mitzvah. Okay, so then back to over here. Number two, we saw one man and two women is Issam and Darabonan. Two men and one woman, it depends if they're ksherim or prutim. By ksherim be mutter, by prutim is asim and rabbanon. La halacha, we saw this machlek is machabra. Madra chabba says two men and one woman is always asir. And the Ramah said if they're ksherim, and the Ramah said stum is ksherim, so be mutter. Sidri Taira in Hilchas Nida does bring down that's right to be machmer, and he says there's a minig to be machmer. And therefore, one should be machmer in such a case. When you have one man and three women, so this Rav Moshe discusses, Rav Moshe says, b'shasat chak, could be mutter. Two men and two women also is definitely also right to be machmer on. Three men, three women is mutter. That's why in all, if possible, one should always set up in their offices or wherever they are that there should always be three men, three women, day, night, ksherim, prutzim. Right.
That was,
oh, I want to say three men that are prutzim with three women. I think so. Am I wrong?
I thought you were right, yeah.
I think so. Why, you remember differently? Okay, I gotta double check that, but I think that's what it is. Okay, then we spoke about if your wife's in need, that's the Gemara Sanhedrin, that's Mutter. Okay, today we'll be seeing the Gemara, the next piece of Gemara, which begins with Amar Rabba Bala Be'ir.
I'm sorry, what page are you on?
On page 66. In the booklet. You don't have the booklet?
I got one.
Yeah.
Oh.
So middle of the page, we're up to over here by Gemara. Amar Rabba Bala Be'ir, until the Gemara says, Ana Navid L'chumra.
That's
Kedushin Daf Pe Aleph Amin Aleph.
Pe Aleph Amin Aleph.
Yeah. And the Gemara then go through a few different heterim that we have. The first heter that we'll learn over there is about Bala Be'ir. There's actually a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos over there, as you'll see, if there is a heter Bala Be'ir. Important to see the Chochmas Sadam. If you get a chance to see the Gris Moshe, which is also in the booklet, Shulchan Aruch Sif Ches. An exception to this will be Libay Gaspa. What's the get of Libay Gaspa? See this Aruch HaShulchan. And then there's a discussion in the Paiskim. Do we also say Ishtay Misham Rasi? Now it's just like the Bala Be'ir means if she's with a man and her husband's in the city, it protects her from the Issa of Yichud. Do we say it the other way around? Also, when there's a husband with a lady and his wife is around, is Ishtem Shamrasi or not? That's another discussion I brought down for Ma'ar Mekayim over here, and then you can look at Igris Mesha
Ischess. But honestly, yeah. If let's say someone is with his wife, that prevents it.
That's when he's with his wife over there. But how about Ishtem Shamrasi in the city or next door? Right. Or she ran out for a few minutes and coming back. Right. Any one of those instances. That's one heter that we're going to learn about in the sugya here, Bala Be'ir. Then the next the Indian that's in the sugya that we'll be seeing is Pesach Psuch L'Rishus Rabim. And in this Indian of Pesach Psuch L'Rishus Rabim, the question is, what's called, what does it mean, Pesach Pesuach? The door is wide open, the door is unlocked, someone can knock on the door and I'll have to answer the door. So that we brought down the Pesach Teshuvah. You have to see the Pesach Teshuvah, of course, Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Beis Meir and other Achrayim. And then there's other Teshuvahs that one could see over here. The Misharim has an interesting case that he talks about. And then Shulchan Aruch Sif Tes on page 70. And that's going to be the limud for today.
The Gemara says, yeah.
Feel best, sir. Over there is talking about. Over there is talking about. Right, but here we're talking about three men and three women. That's what I'm saying. Three men, three women.
If you have 10 purtsim, what does it matter if you have.
Because are we chayshed that the women are not going to say over what they saw? Meaning, like with this, we saw that when you have one man with two women, so then we're worried. But one man with three women is fine. I didn't put that down. I should have put that down also.
So the 10 is... So 1 and 3 is already mutter, right?
Right. So over there, it's one lady with 10 men. That brutes him.
That's awesome.
Right. Okay, so I have to check that. You're right. Let me check. 3 brutes him, and... okay, then we have...
I'm sorry, but just one...
Yeah.
One man and three women would be mutter as well, right?
One man, three women, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That we said because... We're not worried that all three are going to give in to Hevia, and we're also and the other svara was that we maybe two of them will keep quiet, but when there's a third one, one of the three probably will say it over.
That was Mishas and Chak,
right? That's right. Okay, there we go.